Have you ever felt powerless in the face of forces that seem beyond your control? What would it mean to encounter someone who has real authority over the chaos in your life? Today, we witness Jesus entering a synagogue and a home, bringing wholeness where there was brokenness. I'm Jay Voorhees, and this is Walking in the Way of Jesus. So, in our last session, we walked alongside fishermen who left their nets to follow Jesus' call. We reflected on what holds us back from following and what we might need to leave behind. Today, we see Jesus begin his ministry in earnest. He enters a synagogue on the Sabbath, and what happens there reveals something powerful about who he is and what he's come to do. Today, we're reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 34. Jesus and his followers went into Capernaum. Immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and started teaching. The people were amazed by his teaching, for he was teaching them with authority, not like the legal experts. Suddenly, there in the synagogue, a person with an evil spirit screamed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One from God." "Silence," Jesus said, speaking harshly to the demon. "Come out of him." The unclean spirit shook him and screamed, and then it came out. Everyone was shaken and questioned among themselves. "What's this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands unclean spirits and they obey him." Right away, the news about him spread throughout the entire region of Galilee. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus, James, and John went home with Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed, sick with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she served them. That evening, at sunset, people brought to Jesus those who were sick or demon-possessed. The whole city gathered near the door. He healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases, and he threw out many demons. But he didn't let the demons speak, because they recognized him. As you reflect on this story of Jesus, what are the places of chaos and brokenness in your life? Things that feel like they're out of your control. Where might you be needing wholeness or healing right now? What would it feel like to be touched by someone who truly sees you? As Mark always does, he wastes no time in this story. Jesus enters Capernaum and immediately goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath. He teaches, and the people are amazed because he teaches with authority, not like the legal experts. Mark doesn't tell us what Jesus taught. Instead, he shows us Jesus' authority through what happens next. A man with an unclean spirit cries out, recognizing Jesus as the Holy One from God. Jesus commands the spirit to be silent and come out, and it does. The people are shaking, asking, "What's this, a new teaching with authority?" Notice that Mark connects authority with both teaching and healing. Jesus' authority isn't just in his words, but in his ability to restore wholeness, to free people from what binds them. Then Jesus goes to Simon's house. Simon's mom is sick with fever. Jesus takes her by the hand and raises her up. The fever leaves and she begins to serve them. This detail matters. She's not just healed. She's restored to her normal place in the community, able to offer hospitality again. And by evening, word has spread. The whole city gathers at the door, bringing the sick and the demon-possessed. Jesus heals many and casts out demons. Mark emphasizes that Jesus won't let the demons speak because they recognize who he is. Jesus doesn't want testimony from unclean spirits. He will reveal himself through his actions. Let's hear this passage again from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 34. Jesus and his followers went into Capernaum. Immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and started teaching. The people were amazed by his teaching, for he was teaching them with authority, not like the legal experts. Suddenly, there in the synagogue, a person with an evil spirit screamed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One from God." "Silence," Jesus said, speaking harshly to the demon. "Come out of him." The unclean spirit shook him and screamed, and then it came out. Everyone was shaken and questioned among themselves, "What's this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands unclean spirits and they obey him." And right away, the news about him spread throughout the entire region of Galilee. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus, James, and John went home with Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed, sick with fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she served them. That evening, at sunset, people brought to Jesus those who were sick or demon-possessed. The whole city gathered near the door. He healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases, and he threw out many demons. But he didn't let the demons speak, because they recognized him. Who or what has authority in your life? How might Jesus be an authority for you? And how might he have authority over the chaos in your life? Would you pray with me? God of authority and healing, you enter our chaotic places and speak wholeness. You touch what others avoid and restore what seems broken beyond repair. You gather the hurting and bring them to places of healing. Help us to trust your authority in our lives. We confess we often bow to other authorities. Fear, shame, the opinion of others, the powers that bind us. Free us and raise us up. Make us people who bring others to places where healing happens. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, your beloved one. We pray together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.